My name is Katie Greenberg.
My name is Hannah LaCava.
And we are the music directors of Mosaic Whispers, the oldest co-ed a cappella group on campus.
So we've actually just had a really exciting year. This spring we celebrated our 25th anniversary, and we're going to be competing at ICCA Finals in New York City. So that stands for the International Championship of Collegiate A Cappella.
One of the songs that we're performing in our set is Elastic Heart by Sia. And Hannah and I over the summer were in search for a good ballad, and we just kept looking for things but couldn't really find anything that we were really connecting with. I actually at first was thinking about arranging Chandelier by Sia, but that song's actually impossible to sing and I didn't know if anyone would be able to sing it. So then Elastic Heart started to get more popular and I listened to the lyrics a little more closely, and it's a really heartbreaking song, even though the original song's sort of a jam, has like a good drum beat, and it doesn't really seem like it's a sad song, but it's pretty heartbreaking. Sia actually came out with like a just piano version of it, and it was just really beautiful to me. I decided I kind of wanted to start it really tender, like the piano version was, so that kind of set the first verse chorus apart from the rest of the song. As far as the bridge goes, there really is no bridge in the song. Sia just like sings a line and then it's pretty much over and just goes straight back into the chorus. So I just kind of like took the line that she sang and repeated it a few times, brought it in different harmonizations, and just kind of like added some background stuff and had like a unison part, a little more composing than I was intending to do. But I think it worked out because it kind of helped create sort of a peak of the song that the original song didn't really have. She does is the like, oh, 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 oh. So something that I did was the soloist comes in with, oh, whoa, and then someone else in the block comes in with, whoa, 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 and then people are just sort of like building upon that, just kind of to help create that build and make it a little more powerful, I guess.
So one of the things that we like to focus on in Whispers is just talking about what every song means to us and making sure that we have a unified understanding of like what the lyrics mean, so that like everyone can connect to it individually. And I think that's one of the great things about Elastic Heart is that there's so much going on in the background that everyone singing can be, you know, singing their own melodic line and having their own, you know, thing that they're thinking about for their own emotional connection to it, which I think is why it goes over so well with the audience, is because it's not just about the soloist's emotions, it's about the entire block really getting into it.
My name is Rohan Kazanchi. I'm a junior in the Mosaic Whispers, and right now I'm one of our group's vocal percussionists. Heartbeat sound is one that's pretty hallmark for this song because it is Elastic Heart after all. And that's something that kind of adds to the effect at the end, because as the song is kind of dying down after this big build, then I put in just like a little really subtle heartbeat that's kind of going in the background as the block is fading out and the soloist is singing the last few lines. You can't actually see what I'm doing here, but basically what it is forcing air back into my throat, and the sound is not actually coming from like my mouth being open or anything like that, which is normal vocal percussion, but it's coming from like pushing the air back into my throat basically and kind of pushing it like against my my throat walls. Yeah. And as a singer, I think my voice teacher's probably not too happy that I'm a vocal percussionist, because I can't imagine it does good things for your singing capabilities in that sense. But I think it's something that you kind of build up over time, and I know endurance was like a big thing that I struggled with when I was still learning, because I couldn't, you know, last through a whole song making all these sounds with my face. The percussion definitely kind of evolves as we're rehearsing stuff, because I think as you're going, you kind of think of new ideas. I guess like one example of that is there's like a lot of different snare sounds. So when you think of like a traditional drum set, you have just like the boots and cats, which is like the, right? It's just like the bass and the snare. But there are like a lot of different snare sounds that you can do, and I kind of use different ones depending on what part of the song we're in. So for example, when I'm first coming in, it was like a lot lighter. So it was more of like what we call like the hollow K snare. So it's like the as the song got to like the really, really loud parts of the song where, you know, the whole block's coming back in and Katie talked about using that little motif over and over again and building it to this like huge bridge section between before the last chorus, then I switched over to like a louder P snare and added in more like crash at the beginning of the measures.
People who don't know a lot about a cappella always ask things like, oh, do you guys do the riff off thing that they do in Pitch Perfect? Like, I bet you do that all the time. And we're like, you know, that's not possible. We don't do that.
I also think the more that a cappella becomes a huge fad and it grows throughout the country, it evolves so much because there are so many more minds now that are like creating a cappella arrangements and there are new ideas happening all the time. Even right here on campus, I know that like there are 12 a cappella groups here and we all draw inspiration from each other and get ideas from each other and grow. And even listening to the Mosaic Whispers 5 years ago from today, the sound is so different because there have been so many strides made in a cappella music, which I think is really awesome and awesome to be a part of.
Yeah, we'll stay up through the night. Yeah, let's be clear.